Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. The use of prescription drugs are on the rise, increasing the amount of money spent to almost $300 billion. The most used drugs include cholesterol-lowering drugs, asthma medicines, antidepressants, and central nervous system stimulants. The studies show that the use of these drugs vary by age. Among adults 60 or older, more than 76% used two or more prescription drugs, while 37% used five or more. Researchers noted that the use of multiple medications in seniors could lead to harmful drug interactions, failure to take all medications, and increased healthcare costs. Among children 12 years and younger, less than 10% used two or more prescription drugs, and only 1% used five or more. The study revealed that people with healthcare insurance are more likely to use prescription drugs, as are women and Caucasians, while Mexican Americans had the lowest use. What does it all mean? It means that the more medications we as consumers take, the richer the pharmaceutical companies get, and the less healthy we get. The statistics speak for themselves. We're getting less healthy all the time. Is there anything more sexy than long, beautiful eyelashes? Obviously, most people think not, at least if you look at the sales of Latisse, the topical drug that grows eyelashes, that is. Latisse is an FDA-approved drug sold without a doctor's prescription that's supposed to grow lashes. Long, beautiful lashes, or at least that's what they want you to believe. Unfortunately, Latisse, introduced in 2009 by Allergan, uses Lumigan, the same formula as their eye drops for glaucoma, which reduces eye pressure, also grows lashes. Unfortunately, besides growing lashes, Latisse also causes dormant eye inflammation, redness, itchiness, irritation, and eye discoloration. That's right, it can literally change your eye color. How popular is Latisse? A spokeswoman said that Latisse expects to sell $140 million of their products this year and estimates that net sales could ultimately exceed $500 million a year. Looks like people will buy anything, no matter how dangerous, if a supermodel or actress is selling it. How sexy are long eyelashes? Less sexy all the time. And when I come back, we'll look at why baby face takes on a whole new meaning, and for those that exercise, the truth about warming up.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Smith at 804-897-9194. Now back to the news.
Nature versus nurture is an age-old discussion when it comes to the socialization of children. But a study at Yale University's Infant Cognition Center shows some evidence that babies may actually be able to tell the difference between acting naughty and acting nice, between what is right and what is wrong, and it appears to be inborn rather than actually learned. In this study, babies sitting on their parents' laps would watch puppets act out different scenarios. Scenarios of which can be considered good or bad. When all was said and done, the puppets were later placed within the baby's reach. How did the babies react? They flocked to the good puppets. In this study, at least, in the battle of good over evil, nature won. And for our last story, warming up takes the heat. It's time to agree to disagree about the right way to warm up. There have been numerous studies as well as theories on whether to warm up, and if so, for how long. Right or wrong, most athletes do warm up, but the time varies according to the sport. For example, runners before a marathon can take up to 50 minutes to warm up, while a cyclist might take 90 minutes, and a swimmer might take under 5 minutes. So what rule should you follow in terms of warming up? Your own. When it comes to exercise and warming up, the best procedure is the one you're going to do regularly, as that will always give you the best result. And lastly, as always, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. You must lose over 50% of your scalp hairs before it's apparent to anyone. You lose hundreds of hairs a day, but you'll have to lose a lot more before you or anyone else will notice. Half of the hairs on your pretty little head have to disappear before your impending baldness will become obvious to all those around you. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.